This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
It's been 5 months since the U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments in Wisconsin's landmark redistricting case, and signs suggest it may be several months more before justices issue a ruling. Regardless of the outcome, experts say that makes it likely that a new map will not be in place for the 2018 elections. Sean Johnson reports.
On one morning last October, Wisconsin was at the center of the political universe.
You'll hear argument first this morning in case 16-1161, Gill versus Whitford.
The U.S. Supreme Court was hearing arguments in Wisconsin's landmark redistricting case. At issue is whether the legislative district lines drawn by Wisconsin Republicans in 2011 were so partisan that they violated the constitutional rights of Democrats. The court's conservatives, like Chief Justice John Roberts, sounded skeptical of the statistical evidence.
It may be simply my educational background, but I can only describe as sociological gobbledygook.
But the court's liberals, like Justice Elena Kagan, seemed convinced that the court should act now.
This is not kind of hypothetical, airy-fairy, we guess, and then we guess again. I mean, this is pretty scientific by this point.
It was such a big deal that pop culture icon Arnold Schwarzenegger was there to watch the show.
Because we are here today to ask the Supreme Court to fix something that the politicians would never do.
But despite the fanfare, 5 months later, nothing has changed. Wisconsin's case is still sitting at the Supreme Court. And University of California Irvine election law professor Rick Hassan says there are signs that it may be there for a while.
I think as every day goes by without a decision from the Supreme Court in the Gill case, it becomes less and less likely that there would be new maps being used for the 2018 elections.
Part of the reason is that Wisconsin's case now shares the spotlight. Other states have their own high-profile redistricting cases, and the U.S. Supreme Court even scheduled oral arguments for late March in a partisan gerrymandering lawsuit out of Maryland. Edward Foley is an election law professor at Ohio State University.
The U.S. Supreme Court wants to take a look at both cases because it wants to see, hey, do we want to adopt one theory or the other theory or both theories or neither theories? If they're going to figure this out, it just helps them to have more options on their table.
There are key differences in the cases. Wisconsin's challenges an entire state legislative map. Maryland's a single congressional district. Loyola Law School professor Justin Levitt says it could also be significant that in Wisconsin, Republicans did the gerrymandering. In Maryland, it was Democrats.
It provides a little bit of assurance for the public that when the court is making these rules, it's not doing so because of its own partisan preferences. If the court hands down a decision addressing a Republican gerrymander at the same time that it hands down a decision addressing a Democratic gerrymander.
Experts say these are not easy calls. The Supreme Court has never struck down a redistricting plan for being too partisan. Wisconsin Solicitor General Misha Saitlin, who defended Wisconsin's map in court, says now is not the time to start.
Politics permeates the decisions that legislatures make. And so, of course, getting involved in that area would be quite extraordinary and quite disruptive.
Given the rest of its calendar, the court may not rule on Wisconsin's map until late June. Ruth Greenwood is one of the lawyers who challenged Wisconsin's map. She says the June decision still allows plenty of time to draw fairer district lines for this November's election.
Justice delayed is justice denied. You know, all of our plaintiffs and all of the voters of Wisconsin have had too many elections with unconstitutional plans. We have to change it.
But on this point, experts not connected to Wisconsin's case say that's unlikely. Even if plaintiffs prevail, they say new district lines likely won't be drawn until the 2020 election cycle. That would mean that the legislative districts Republicans drew in 2011 will have stood for nearly a decade. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.